This article comes from the website essex.greatbritishlife.co.uk and it's about messing. I believe it's a Village of the Year competition, and in that competition, second place went to Messing, and this is what they say about it. A small village of Messing near Colchester is a place steeped in history and bound by community spirit. From the moment you move in, you are welcomed by the residents and helped with information in the form of a welcome letter to ensure that your new house becomes your new home. Councillor John Longman explains, "There is something for everyone in this village, and Messing Village is for everyone, old and young, as well as all those in between. Every resident and business is important. Everybody is welcome, and everybody counts." Situated in the district of Colchester, the village was once referred to as the Land of Slaughter. However, it is now a peaceful, pretty village with around 300 inhabitants. The Parish Council of Messing cum Imworth strive to do what's best for the village. The Parish Council closely monitors planning applications that may affect the village, continues Councillor Longman. "We only have the right to be consulted, but we ensure that residents and local businesses are made aware of any planning application that may affect them. However, this does not mean we are anti-progress. The council has continuously come up with new plans to financially help the residents. For example, in 2011, the village hall was refurbished and now has new energy-efficient features. The council also supported plans for a wind turbine and photovoltaic panels to enable a local farmer to decrease the costs of running his farm, and later on this year, the village will have its own high-speed broadband which residents and businesses can subscribe to. In the near future, the Parish Council plans to rent 1 acre of land from a local farmer, which will then provide approximately 20 half-size plots for local residents to grow their own fruit and veg. They are also working with the young people of the village to try and source portable goalposts that can be used on the village green. They can then be easily moved when the green is used for community events and celebrations. Although the Parish Council's work makes Messing a great place to live, it is the attitude of the community which entices people to live and stay here." John adds, "Unlike some villages where you have to wait at least 40 years before you are considered a local, if you live or work here, you are one of us from day one." And there's some pictures, one of the church, one of, I think it's the school, and one of people getting the award from RCCE. Well, that's what it says in the back. Really, Community Council of Essex, that's right. The fact file about this place is that the population is 300. The community activities are that it has a coffee morning and a mother and toddler group. The village events saw the Queen's Diamond Jubilee celebrations celebrated. The methods of communication are a website, a notice board, and the welcome pack that we've just heard about. And the village facilities are the children's playground, the village hall, a pub, a school, and the village green. And the judge's comment on this village was, "This is a small village, but with an enthusiastic community committed to projects benefiting the entire community." And I've also got the third place in this competition that I can read to you another week.